28 states have now passed laws that allow their residents to carry concealed weapons. The latest to do so is Texas, where a so-called right-to-carry law went into effect this week, despite the misgivings of many law enforcement officials. From Dallas, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Texans ushered in the new gun law amid a flurry of news reports, lots of debate, and even television spots.
Good evening, sir. Texas Highway Patrol. You're stopped for not having your safety belt on.
I have a concealed handgun license and I have a handgun on me.
Thank you. Please step out.
This is intended to as a safety device. It's our officer's nightmare anyway to approach a car and not know whether somebody is sitting there with a pistol in their lap.
Mike Cox is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
And our advice to the general public is to don't make any sudden movements. Keep your hands in plain sight. If you do have a gun at the first opportunity, tell the officer that you're a licensed handgun holder and that you are carrying a handgun either on your person or you have one in your car. Just do what the trooper says.
So far, nearly 36,000 people have applied for a license to carry a concealed weapon. About 175,000 have requested applications, about 1% of the adult population of Texas. A number of law enforcement agencies across the state have expressed concern about the impact of the new law. Sergeant Jim Chandler says it's created apprehension among the 1,500 officers patrolling the streets of Dallas.
In what position are we going to be placed in when we're called to the scene where we've got two people involved in a confrontation and argument and both are legally carrying guns? That puts them in a very precarious situation.
Texans have not been allowed to legally carry pistols since the Civil War days. Under the new law, anyone 21 or older without a known criminal record who passes training, a proficiency test, and gets a license can own and carry a concealed weapon. Opinions about whether people should be allowed to pack a gun seem to be about evenly split. Those who favor the law say the apprehension over it is a knee-jerk reaction.
You know, you can't change 125 years of something without causing a concern.
Dr. James T. Brown with the Texas State Rifle Association worked for a decade to get the legislature to pass a concealed weapons law.
The people of Texas have just reached a point in the metropolitan areas, primarily and for the most part, who are living in fear. And criminals have had the advantage. Now, whether this is going to equalize things or not, who knows? Let's give it a chance first. And I question that it's going to make life any more dangerous for law enforcement than it's always been.
But police seem to be taking no chances. The State Department of Public Safety produced a training tape that it's sending out to 40,000 officers, and many local police departments have created tapes of their own. Private businesses in Texas can decide whether they want to allow concealed weapons, and this training tape created for Dallas police gives officers an example of what they should say and do when a local restaurant owner has a no-guns rule, but a customer refuses to obey it.
So you're going to have to leave, or you can be arrested for criminal trespass. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I also understand I have a legal right to have that gun.
Okay, if you will not leave, sir, we're going to have to place you under arrest for criminal trespass. Please place your hands behind your back.
Among the places people can't take guns, inside bars, to sporting events, and to public meetings. Yet at least 24 local city councils around the state have banned guns in public office buildings. This has caused a furor of another kind over whether city and county governments can overrule a state law that they don't like. That question is likely to end up in the courts this year. I'm Kathy Lohr in Dallas.